Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Do we start with the bad news, I guess? When it comes to sports,
sure.
The good news is that we'll get to here in a minute. We'll talk more about is who's going to be playing World Cup soccer in Kansas City. If we had to pick teams, this was not a bad.
It's not terrible.
This was not a bad pick for us.
I think we even said we wanted the Netherlands here.
Yeah. Because again, it kind of has that same with Austria. They kind of have a good, and they're number three, Argentina's not bad either.
See, this is the thing too. I have no idea looking at this, what are good teams and what are bad teams. I have no idea who won the World Cup last time.
Argentina? Yeah. Happy to have them.
Okay, good. So we got a good team.
Steven Spector from our neighbors at 96.5 The Fan will break some of that down for us and give us context about it coming up a little bit later. And then
obviously the bad news is the Chiefs sucked last night. They lost. I was at the game.
Oh, wow.
My friend Webb has a suite and he invited me and the family and also my buddy Cody out to the game, which was great. And I had a nice revelation, though. I'm watching the game and I'm miserable. Everybody around me is miserable.
It's cold.
There are a couple of incidents I want to talk about, but. It was cold, but it wasn't as bad. Last time we went to a game, it was the last time they played the Texans, and it was like 7 degrees.
Oh, it can always be worse. I mean, it wasn't snowing.
And if you remember, I've talked about that because Finn, my son, my 9-year-old, refused to go into the suite the entire time we were at that last game. So now that it was warmer, he was even more adamant he wasn't leaving. Mm-hmm. He was going to stay out there. And it occurred to me, he wasn't even paying attention to the game for the most part. He had no idea really what was going on because I'd get like upset about something and he'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Or people would be screaming like, it's BS. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, what's going on? And at one point it was obvious they're going to lose. And I was just angry. So I left the stadium area and went back into the suite. And I'm in the stadium area or in the suite area and I look out and he's like bobbing up and down in his seat, dancing along to whatever they're playing. I think Enter Sandman or Fight for Your Right. And he's just having a great time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's how all of us
game aside
should be.
Yeah.
Because for him, it was less about a game and more about just the experience of screaming along with 70,000 other people.
And being out late on a Sunday night.
Being out late on a Sunday night.
Getting to stay up late.
Probably.
And, you know.
But just enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
He didn't care that they lost. I was like, sorry, buddy. Like, I wish it had been a better game. He's like, why? I had a great time. Like, what are you talking about? And it's like, that's exactly how the experience should be. Because you shouldn't, and this is the trouble with sports, and especially when you have a team that's been as successful as the Chiefs, you start to kind of push your self-esteem into their success.
And your mood, for sure.
Let it overlap. And then it becomes, if the team loses, I'm in a bad mood. If the team doesn't succeed, then my life sucks, no matter how good or bad it is. And it was funny, too, because I was in a suite with a bunch of, you know, people obviously doing pretty well in their lives. None of them were crying after the game. None of them were like, oh, God, like, I got to go home. And I just got to think about this for a little bit. If I had been home watching the game, I would have had a much worse night. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have slept. But just being around other people, seeing how much fun it and how much enthusiasm my son had for the game really changed my perspective on how I should be approaching these things instead of getting so personally wrapped up in them.
Especially given kind of what's left of the season now.
Yeah.
It's good that you're looking at it that way.
It's over. It's fine. Yeah. They have a 17% chance to make the playoffs. That's way too high.
Oh, I heard it was 16. Okay. That's even better than I heard. That's even better.
It depends on the predictor you're looking at. Everybody should just be more like Finn.
I was in bed.
Yeah.
It was a late game. Yeah. And I would have stayed, like, if it was, you know, I lay in bed and I follow it on Twitter. And if it was getting good, I would have gotten back up and watched it. But no, I wasn't going to do that.
So here's something else that was happening. It wasn't somebody in our suite. It was somebody that was sitting across from us, like in a different suite. So I don't want to call anybody out because, you know, whatever. When you're out in public, if you're around a 9-year-old, do you maybe take note of that and watch your language?
We have talked about this. That's why people say they don't like going to games.
Yeah.
Chiefs games, because people, especially at night like that, where especially when they've been tailgating all day, people act like they are back in college, and the mouth and the drunk and people don't care that the kids are there. That's the issue.
I
would take note.
I would as well. Oddly, more so if it wasn't my kid. Like, when it's my kid, they're like, they've been in a car with me. They've heard stuff.
And you're the parent, right?
Yeah.
So it's okay. You can do whatever you want. But
like, if it's somebody else's kids, then I tend to be like, okay, I don't want to be a jerk here. But there were a couple of guys just, again, in the other suite across the railing from us, just screaming the F word. What I really didn't like was some homophobic stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's even worse. It's one thing if you're going to swear, but if you're getting...
And I kept, like, looking over at Finn, and he wasn't noticing it. He wasn't paying attention to it. But my little ADHD-riddled brain, the way I could not hear anything but these guys just talking about, you know, how Mahomes sucks now, and Andy Reid is washed up, and it would be nice if it was just those things, but then accentuating those things with a lot of curse words, and it just really... It bothered me less as a father and more as a parent, if that makes any sense, because it wasn't affecting Finn, but it was more like, hey, show a little bit of respect. Like, just have a little bit of some semblance or some sense of awareness for your surroundings and the people that might overhear you. I get that it's a frustrating game, but geez, dude.
Also, just from kind of back to your point of being a little more positive about it, like, you loved it when we were winning.
Yeah.
So the second it turns, suddenly everybody's garbage.
Everybody sucks.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the need to overreact to that, and I'm sure there was alcohol involved, and that doesn't help. And then the people that act like that when they're drunk are worse. And then if you use, there's just not, and maybe I say this because I'm not, you swear a lot more than I do off here, I know.
Oh, yeah.
It would buy it
more than most
like
people.
It's not necessary, right? It's not necessary to get that
into it,
that dramatic about it, you know? So
it's tough. I mean, I get it. Cause during the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, I was upstairs losing my mind. Mm-hmm. And Katie said to me later, like, hey, I don't mind you caring about the game, but you were going, like, I was genuinely worried about you because you were like screaming at the TV and stuff. And I was like, well, the refs are screwing us. She's like, yeah, you need to, like,
you need to realize
how scary you can be. Mm-hmm. Like, because none of us are interpreting or even watching the game. So it's just hearing some lunatic screaming in his room. Like, it's just weird. So I guess it's also that, like, you shouldn't take things so personally. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is, is if they're losing, if they're not playing well, they're doing it just to piss me off.
Or
they're doing
get-
it because I came to this game, I paid money for these tickets, and they're just screwing me out of a good time.
And just don't get so invested in it. It's okay to care. I think we all care, but don't get so... we'll be back next year, man.
Yeah.
Don't get so invested.
Well, and it's all, say this about the Chiefs, and just from a bird's eye view, too, of this as well. If there's any team that deserves to have a bad season, I said this last year when they were going for the three-peat. If they win, if they get the three-peat, if they win the Super Bowl for the third time in a row, they should just take the next season off.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Because it's going to be awful.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
That's so exhausting. No team, other than the Bills, because the AFC was so terrible in the 90s, other than the Bills, no team's gone to four Super Bowls in a row.
Right.
And it would just be crazy if they did it the next year. And especially, I was saying, if they won three Super Bowls in a row, just take the year off.
Yeah.
Just say everybody's hurt.
Spare us Mahomes, the agony.
Oh, no. Mahomes is having... I mean, you could... If Josh Simmons can take off for a month, why couldn't Mahomes just take off for a year?
Yeah.
And Kelsey, take off for a year. Just hang out in Cancun.
Yeah.
Just have a year off and then come back stronger.
Travis has got to get married.
Yeah.
You know, go get married. Go have your honeymoon for 6 months. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Just do whatever.
Luckily, we don't have to worry about that.
I think they did it anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened is they went, you know what? We're just going to take the year off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's from a lack of effort on their part. I don't think that they're losing because they don't care. I think it's, and you'll understand this analogy because you also have ADHD. If you have ADHD, you can care about something.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and in fact, sometimes it makes it worse
totally
if you care
about
something.
It
and yes, and just in the moment, the lack of execution just happens because you just lose focus.
It almost happens more when you care about it more because you care about it
because
so
you're
much.
In your
and
head
then you get flustered.
And you're thinking about I'm going to screw it up again. Oh, now it's happening and I'm doing it again.
You, what do they call that? You manifest it.
Yes.
You manifest it going poorly because you care about it so much. Yeah.
And I feel like that's where they're at.
People are weird.
I think it's not that because people, they just don't care. I don't think it's that they don't care.
Of course they care.
I think it's in the moment they drop an easy pass from Mahomes. They give up an interception at the end of the game. The ball gets batted up into the air because you didn't get your hands on it. They miss a rushing assignment or a containment lane.
Didn't we have injuries last night to first play?
All of the Wanya Morris went out first play, but actually it's probably Quinton. It was probably good that he went out. Right? I think the game was actually better because he wasn't in.
I mean, at a certain point, it's
Essapole was good.
I mean, you got an undrafted free agent out there.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? Who cares at this point?
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, I don't think it's a lack of effort. I don't think it's a lack of caring. I think it's almost the opposite. It's almost where they're too in their heads about it and they aren't focused. And that used to not be a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's a problem this year, but whatever.
But we'll be back next year.
Yeah,
Patrick
next
Mahomes
year.
Will still be with us next year.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes will be. Hopefully, some people are gone that I feel like have. A lot of people blame Matt Nagy as the offensive coordinator. I don't blame Matt Nagy for because Andy Reid's a play caller.
Right.
All Matt Nagy does is relay the plays from Andy Reid. But that's kind of the problem. Like, if that's all you do, then maybe there should be an offensive coordinator who brings in fresh ideas and has a new perspective. And maybe it's just time, you know, no matter how good things are, you need to just burn. What is it in controlled fires in forests and stuff?
Yeah,
when they start
burns.
Having too much dead wood,
mm-hmm.
they have controlled burns so that they don't have to worry about the whole place catching on fire.
Also, isn't there talk of him? There's always talk of him getting a head coaching job somewhere. Always. So
nobody's,
maybe this is the year.
Not after this year. He might get another OC job, but he's not getting.
I don't know. The Jets are bad.
Job. Are they that bad?
I mean, you know. At least just remember that, Kansas City. At least we're not the Jets.
There's always going to be somebody worse than us.
You know, Quentin, I've talked to you about this. My take, probably my hottest sports take is this. At the end of the day, you're not rooting for a coach. You're not rooting for a quarterback. You're not rooting for a pitcher. You're not rooting for a guard. You're rooting for a billionaire. That's who you're rooting for. the person who owns the team is the most consistent part of the team. And if that person cares about winning and knows how to do it, look at the Patriots. They sucked for, what, 3 years, 4 years? And now they're the best team in the AFC again. Because Robert Kraft really likes winning and apparently will do anything it takes to win.
Is that money? Is that just putting more money into it?
Nah, I mean, yeah, a little bit. But it's also making sure he hires the right people. And, you know, went out and got Mike Vrabel. Look at, I mean, what changed the Chiefs around was Clark Hunt basically kidnapping Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So that is a cynical take, which has the benefit, unfortunately, of being accurate. Also, it's why I worry less about the Chiefs, because I don't think Clark Hunt is going to be just like, okay, well, we just suck now. We had a good time. That was it. That's fine. We're just in the wilderness now. Mm-hmm. Not when you still have Mahomes. So, yeah, we'll be fine. Coming up, food guides to countries visiting Kansas City. I don't really understand. This is...
So, I can't remember who did this, but KCTV it was... 5. Okay, so here's what's going to happen between now and June. You are going to get tired of all of the stories that local media are going to have to do about these countries that are coming here, because there's got to be media coverage of it, right, in the run-up. And so one of the first stories was any local restaurants that have connections to these countries that are coming here, because some of these countries not everybody's super familiar with.
Yeah. I'm not sure who this is for, but it is interesting. I'll explain that a little bit more coming up, though. If you like Argentina, where can you get Argentinian food in Kansas City? I'll tell you coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So the schedule came out on Saturday. We're going to talk more about it with Steven Spector of 96.5 The Fan coming up in a few minutes because he knows way more. He knew the process way better than we did and why it was so complicated and a little slow to watch on Friday. Many of you were complaining to us. You're going to hear a lot about these countries between now and then. It's going to be a fun little geography thing. But KCTV5 said it's time to brush up on all things food and fame from the cities playing games here next year. And so they did a list of like restaurant connections and food that they're known for and where you can get that food around Kansas City. And I first thought, without looking this list, I thought, we have Tunisian food in Kansas City.
I'm shocked by that.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what that is. There were some of these that I...
Well, I don't know what Argentinian food is.
Well, that I knew. Steakhouses. Yeah, steakhouses.
Is that a lot of South American food? Is like Brazilian food seems like...
Largely.
Steakhouses, yeah.
If you're not on the water, then you're doing steak.
Okay.
I don't know what food is big in Ecuador. No clue. Or I was in the Netherlands. I couldn't tell you what... But this is a good way for us to learn.
I spent 3 weeks in Germany. Don't ask me what, like, it's the same area. I have no idea. We ate a lot of ham. I remember that.
Okay.
They gave us a lot of ham, and I was like, I don't like ham. And they're like, well, then you're just going to starve, buddy.
So I feel like of them, Argentina and Austria have the food that are best known and best represented in Kansas City. Have you ever been to Grünauer?
Nope.
Oh, you would probably like
Grünauer?
That. Grünauer? Grünauer. Yeah, it's in the Freight House District.
Okay.
There's Lydia's right there and Jack Stack is right there. Grünauer does Austrian food.
Ooh.
Not German food.
That's probably better.
I think I got into trouble by saying it's Austrian and German food.
Conflating
no, it's
them?
Austrian food. It's Austrian food. It's a really good environment there. They've got a really great patio. Beers are massive. I've done birthday dinners there. I like it there a lot. So you can go there for Austrian.
It's got
food.
An umlaut over the U in Grünauer. So you know it's authentic.
This was probably what I knew the best was Argentina. I knew Piropos, which is used to be a Travis Kelce hangout in Briarcliff Village. These others that they listed, I have never heard of. Los Hornos, if that's how you pronounce that, Argentinian flavors and Buenos Aires restaurant, bar, and bakery. Are those also? I think I keep wanting to say Argentina, is really known for the empanadas also. There are a couple of places to get the really good empanadas.
Well, here's my question, though. So they published this list. This is an odd take on this because it's basically like, hey, have you heard about these countries? Well, go eat at these places that serve food from these countries. I'm assuming it's not, hey, if you're from one of these countries and you come here... Because why would you fly to Kansas City and then go, I want to eat food
from my
own country in America? That would be like going over to the Netherlands and going, where's the Applebee's?
Unless.
Where's Chili's at?
Unless they want to see like how badly we do it, how badly we do the food
so
in their
they
country.
Can judge us?
A little bit, or just out of curiosity.
They would come over and eat it and be like, oh, wow, they nailed this. This is it's not authentic, but my God, it's way better than the garbage that we're serving us back in Austria.
Yeah, I would love to know, and I said this to somebody on Friday, to start kind of glancing at the media in those countries about what they are being told about Kansas City. Like, what are they being told about restaurants to go to here as they start planning their trips? What restaurant lists are going to be high for them to go visit? Because that's what I do. I go somewhere and I Google, you know, what are the best restaurants in town and where should I go and that kind of thing. This was an odd list to do now. It's a little early for this list.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I think it was just an excuse to be like, it's such a Kansas City thing to do. Go like, hey, how do we make this about food?
Mm-hmm.
How do we make it just in some way? Somehow make this about food. Okay, we got it. We'll just list off the countries and then say what restaurants you can go to that those countries are this food to serve there. Yeah, got it. Who cares?
Notice, as you scroll down this list, we do not have restaurants that go along with each of these cuisines.
No.
We might.
Caraco?
By then.
There was some missing.
Let's see. Tunisia does not have.
Yeah.
There's not a restaurant here for that.
Yeah.
Algeria is, there's not that I could have, would have no
actually,
idea.
Actually, most of them.
Most of them do not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're not widely, those are not cuisines that are.
This is an article about like, hey, these people are coming here. They're from the Netherlands. Look at this. And in, not to play ombudsman here, but KCTV5, if you're doing an article about food and the restaurants and everything, maybe don't have a line like this. Many household names come from the Netherlands, including Vincent van Gogh and Anne Frank. And it's a bunch of pictures
wanted
of
somebody happier.
Yeah. Hey, here's a starving Jewish girl who was hiding from the Nazis in her attic for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's the Netherlands. That's what they're known for, right? That one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Like that.
So anyway,
like, hey, if like the United States, if you're going as a tourist somewhere overseas, like, hey, remember the United States? That's where 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Right. That's one of the most famous things that's happened in the United States.
Do you wonder how, like, are they, if you're in Algeria and you heard you're playing in Kansas City, are they going, where? What city is that?
Yeah.
What, where? What state? Because we don't know.
Probably.
Other countries don't. We have so many states. We don't know the states in other countries.
What I think they'll be shocked by is how far away from New York or LA they are.
How big we are.
Because
I mean, just how massive we
people
are.
People don't. I see that all the time on like a Reddit post. Like people from who visited the United States, what shocked you the most?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like, one, how nice everybody was. And two, how far away everything was from each other. Because like for them, the idea of Kansas City and St. Louis being hell for people on the East Coast didn't understand when I said I'm from St. Louis. I lived in Kansas City. My family's still in St. Louis. They're like, oh, OK. So like, you know, you just go back and visit them all the time. You're like, well, yeah, if I had 5 hours.
Yeah.
I would drive back, but it's not like it was like a 30-minute drive.
You'll see that on Reddit a lot or on social media a lot where people from another country will put up, hey, I'm coming to the United States. I have 10 days.
Yeah.
Here's my itinerary. I'm going to do Disney World and New York City and Las Vegas in those 10 days. It's like, no, you're not.
No, that's
no,
cute.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if they just like I knew of all these countries. Tunisia, I'm not sure I could pick out of a map.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I could find that one.
So
we need a world map.
All right.
Map.
I'm looking at it now, what they're being told about us.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's an article going viral in Argentina about the Kansas versus Missouri confusion.
Oh, awesome.
Number one tip being explained in media clarifying that while the city is named Kansas City, the main action, including Arrowhead Stadium, the Jazz District, and downtown nightlife, is actually in Missouri. Don't book hotels in Kansas.
So that's going to be...
Hey, first of all, it's you can book a hotel. That's not good advice. You just don't book in Wichita.
Right.
Yeah, or Topeka, but you could book in Johnson County.
And again, that's going to come down to them knowing how big it is. You know, that Lawrence is only, 30 minutes away and you could still book a hotel there and be fine. But don't book a hotel in Columbia because that's going to be, well, there might be people staying in
they
Columbia.
They probably will, yeah.
That's how far
out. Well, if you're only coming
hotels.
Here for one game, then, maybe. Avoid specific zones. Unlike general U.S. travel guides that might say be careful, Argentine forums and travel blogs are more blunt about the crime divide. They're being told that there's a stark contrast in safety between the suburbs, very safe, and certain pockets of Kansas City. They're advising fans to stay in the Power and Light District. Okay.
Good. Stay there.
Awesome. I don't know if that's much safer.
Great.
Or the Crossroads Art District for safety and walkability, and to avoid wandering into low-income neighborhoods east of Troost or north of the river at night.
North of the river? There is nothing unsafe.
Don't
somebody
go to the
Northland. Me.
Citing higher crime rates in those specific pockets.
That is inaccurate. And I
yeah.
don't, but like go to North Kansas City and there is nothing that is not crime ridden.
That's what when I think of walking around at, 2 in the morning in Liberty, I'm like, man, better clutch my pearls here.
Yeah, that's not
man,
East of Troost already making an appearance in that
and
list.
And they're being warned about the heat.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know, we
in June and July.
Especially Argentina, because that's actually really far south. And I know it's just an easy thing to make.
It's huge, though. So, like, North End is going to be way different than the South End. But,
right.
Yeah.
But their climate is actually pretty temperate compared to
in some places, yeah,
the United States. And so, yeah, they're warning fans that June in Kansas City is not just hot, but humid and suffocating, similar to a sticky summer day in Rosario or Buenos Aires, but potentially more intense. And they're noting that Arrowhead is an open air stadium, meaning there is no roof to protect fans from the sun. Yeah.
Does it also say, by the way, Arrowhead Stadium is going to be 20 minutes from downtown?
Yeah.
Is going to be, there's nothing to do around there.
Nope.
That's going to be the hardest thing to try to explain and to try to get everybody to figure out. And I'm sure they will figure out public transit to get out to the stadium, hopefully. But that's going to be the biggest thing is like, wait, you mean I can't stay in a hotel near Arrowhead?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
There's a really cool Taco Bell.
It's the best.
And the YMCA.
And the YMCA. Yeah. And a Bass Pro Shop. Mm-hmm. Somewhere out there, yeah. Or is it, what is that Bass Pro Shop? What is it? It's, no, there is a Bass Pro Shop out there, right? It's been a while since
none
I actually
know.
Yeah, it's sad.
I mean, I know that there is like a Bass Pro Shop in Independence, but like where it is, I don't know. I don't think it's that close. It can't be that close to there. That'd be too convenient.
What am I thinking of?
There's a burnt down Denny's.
Yeah, the burnt down Denny's. No, there's one in Independence. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking of. Anyway, coming up, we're going to have Stephen Spector from 96.5 The Fan, program director for The Fan, in the studio to talk about the World Cup and these teams coming here and why it should matter to you here in Kansas City. Also, don't forget Coats for Kids.
Yes, indeed.
You just take a moment to text your donation again. $25 buys one coat, $50 buys two, on and on and on. Text your donation to KMBZ Coats at 44321.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins.
Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Finally, the big announcement came out on Saturday. We now know which teams are going to be visiting Kansas City in the World Cup. And boy, that process was something that we had to follow on Friday and Saturday. Special guest in studio with us, Stephen Spector, who runs the station next door, 96.5 The Fan.
Wow, live studio audience applause.
That's right. They're very quiet most of the show, but whenever we have guests, that's when they really get
They're not
nuts.
Quiet at all next door. We hear them.
That's not who I was talking about. I was talking about the...
Oh, the fans. I thought you were talking about the studio next door, guys.
People next door.
No. Do they have elephants in that studio in the 1 o'clock hour?
We have a fan club, and that usually involves some libations. So, yeah, it can get a little bit loud in the 1 o'clock hour every once in a while.
Because there are times where we look at that wall and go, what are they doing?
Yes.
That's so loud.
Does the fan club go a little harder on days after the Chiefs lose?
No, it's typically Friday going into the weekend. I think today will be a little more quiet and somber in our 1 o'clock hour, unfortunately.
All right, so before the announcement came out, before we found out which teams were you hoping for? As a soccer fan and somebody who follows this stuff and knows it, who did you want us to get?
You want one of the big eight teams, or at least one of the big eight teams, right, who was considered pot one. And Kansas City was lucky to get two of those teams that will be playing here in Argentina and the Netherlands. But I think you're always hoping for a Germany, a France, an England. But I think the way Kansas City has walked away with the group games that they've gotten, Kansas City should be really happy because there's a chance to see some iconic soccer stars playing at Kansas City Stadium coming up in June and July.
And before we get to that, it was all random. How was it decided?
Sure it was.
It's quote unquote
There's
random.
No way it was random.
FIFA is about as straight as a question mark. So yes, we'll call it random for this conversation.
Supposed to be random?
Supposed to be random. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But so, if you're looking at Team USA's draw, you can't tell me that was random.
Just like the random selection of the Peace Prize recipient.
Sure.
Correct.
I'm sure that was random as well. We just gave it to the guy most deserving. To me, it's like if New York got Caraco or something like that, they'd be like, what? Like, that didn't make any sense. But the bigger cities obviously would be getting the bigger countries.
Yeah,
right?
You would think so.
And they're getting, you know, more knockout stage games, right? New York and Los Angeles is getting to host Team USA for two of their games. So they're going to put the big games and the bigger teams on the coast. But Kansas City is walking away with games against, you know, we get to see Argentina here in person. We get to see the Netherlands here in person. Those are two of the top 10 teams in the world. So that is pretty cool here in the heartland.
All right. So here's my question.
Okay.
Stephen Spector, is I don't like soccer and I have an internal bias against it based on some childhood incidents that happened where I was on baseball teams and the kids would flee the teams and then go play soccer because they were all, I don't know, it was a bunch of rich kids or something like that. They would abandon my baseball team to go play soccer. And so because
and
of
he's
that,
not over it.
I'm never going to get
not over it.
Clearly scarred.
It, for life. So I have friends who are really into soccer. I asked Scott Parks about this one time, and Scott's like, oh, well, here's the way you need to look at it. It's like watching a moving chess match. And
no,
I went,
well, that doesn't sound exciting either.
You just made it even less exciting to me, buddy. Like, if you just said it was checkers, maybe, but chess. For those of us who, because we talked about this on Friday, for those of us who are happy that we got the World Cup, are excited for the city, it's so cool that we're getting spotlit. We're, all the other cities are in the top 15, we're, you know, number 35 market size wise. Mm-hmm. And for us to have this here is awesome. We're excited about that. Why should I care about soccer? Like, how do I get into soccer?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. So I'll qualify this with, I am generally new to soccer in English Premier League. Like I picked it up during COVID.
Okay.
Because it was one of the only sports on.
Okay.
A documentary came out on Amazon Prime. So I then caught wind of a team, became a fan. So I'm new-ish.
And you're stuck with it.
And I'm stuck
with
it.
Yeah. So
I don't know, five or six years. Five years is pretty good dedication.
Yeah. So I would say I'm not a soccer purist. Mm-hmm. I do think that the sport can be slow and a little monotonous and boring. I'm not like going to sell you on soccer. But what I would sell you on is we have so many sports in this country. You can be a football fan, a baseball fan, a basketball fan, whatever. These countries have one sport. So imagine if the U.S. only had the NFL. I mean, we're crazy NFL fans already. I mean, we're kind of getting that already. Yeah. But if you put all your passion into one sport and one team, that's what the World Cup's going to be like. And if let's say you're going to the stadium to watch the game, I don't think you're going for soccer. I think you're going to see culture.
Okay.
I think you're going to see what other fan bases, how they watch their team, how much pride they have in it. I think it's an experience. You're not going for the game.
Okay.
Can you give us a point of reference then? Let me list off the teams really fast that were the countries that we're talking about. Algeria, which plays here twice.
Yep.
That was confusing to me. Argentina, Austria, Curacao, and I don't know how to pronounce that country.
Curacao.
Curacao. No Curacao. Clue.
I said Curacao.
Same as the liquor.
I said Curacao earlier.
I know it's an island.
It's a baseball country. Okay. It's definitely not a soccer country.
Okay. Ecuador, Netherlands, and Tunisia. Yep. And I didn't even know. I could not have picked Tunisia off of a map. Give us a point of reference for what their fan bases are like. Particularly, again, we're excited about Argentina because they're number one.
Messi.
Right, and because of Lionel Messi. But what are their, like, compare them to an NFL team's fan base.
Let's put it this way. There's three teams worth watching that are coming to Kansas City. Argentina is the second-rated team in the world. They have arguably the biggest athlete in the entire world with Lionel Messi, and they won the World Cup in 2022. Argentina is going to be heavily involved here in Kansas City when they play. The Netherlands is number seven in the world, obviously a rich history of soccer. So those two fan bases are going to be bringing a lot of people to Kansas City. Ecuador is a good team, but obviously a smaller country.
Right.
I couldn't tell you a thing about Tunisia, Algeria, or Curacao. Austria is a good European country, so that's kind of middle of the road.
Germany adjacent.
But when you're talking about how Kansas Cityans are going to feel these teams coming into Kansas City, you will feel Argentina and you will feel the Netherlands. I can't speak to the other ones.
Also, in terms of numbers of people that will probably come to town from those countries to visit and see those teams, Algeria is not the richest country in the world in terms of having
Curacao's
the resources.
A small island country. Tunisia, like you, I
same
couldn't
thing.
Pick it out on a map. Algeria,
So they're just, by numbers, they're not going to have the people to bring here.
Like as a sport, what is there any kind of home field advantage? Like,
no.
Okay.
I think the biggest advantage will be travel.
Okay.
So let's say that the Netherlands is going to base camp in Houston, and that's an hour flight as opposed to Argentina, who's going to live in Los Angeles, and they end up playing each other. Whoever has the travel or rest advantage, that's the advantage. But I think it's going to be a split. It's not going to be like Chiefs fans taking over Arrowhead, right? It's going to be a split between the two countries playing and then people who just want to go to the game.
Okay.
Who is basing here? Do we know?
We don't know yet.
Okay. When do we find that out?
I don't know, actually. Okay. But I would assume they've been making calls all weekend. So that's what happens is the draw happens Friday and all these, you know, soccer federations start making phone calls. A lot of teams want to camp here because it's in the middle and you have, you know, travel advantage like I was just speaking of.
Who are we playing and where?
Oh, God. Let me pull that up. Give me 2 seconds.
What does it tell you that I cared more about who was coming here than who we are playing?
To Jonathan's point, like the draw was random, but the USA got a very good draw.
Right.
Paraguay, Australia, and then we don't know the fourth team in the group because there's a playoff.
Okay.
It's likely going to be Turkey, but the United States has already dominated Paraguay. They play them a lot in what's called a friendly match.
Okay.
Australia is called the Socceroos. They're not very good. And the United States is better than Turkey if that's the team that comes out of that playoff. So there is a very straightforward path to the United States advancing to the knockout round.
Do we know where we play?
They play two games in Los Angeles and one game in Seattle.
Okay.
And then once the teams advance out of the group stage, then they'll start changing the venues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next big announcement then? What are we waiting?
We're waiting on who's going to camp here.
That's the
so
next one. Okay.
Let's just say hypothetically Germany wants to camp here. That means then the German
population. Let's have Germany camping here.
That'd be fantastic, right, for the economy. So once those teams are announced where they're going to camp, those fan bases will start booking Airbnbs, hotels, and hypothetically living here for the next four weeks in June and July.
And Lionel Messi is going to play?
Yes.
Do we know that
for
sure?
This is his last World Cup. This is Cristiano Ronaldo's last World Cup. And there is a path for Arrowhead, I guess Kansas City Stadium, for Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo to play in a knockout game, which would be one of their final games, as a World Cup player.
Okay,
which
that's
would be
cool.
That ticket would probably be the highest ticket in the World Cup outside of the final.
I saw the tickets to that Argentina game are going for $1,000 a piece.
Yeah, it's
over the weekend.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's
not going to be cheap to get in.
No,
because remember you're not competing with Leewood and Blue Springs for Royals or Chiefs tickets.
World.
You are competing literally with the entire world.
There's people who will, even if they're not fans of those teams, if you're just a World Cup fan or a soccer fan, you're going to be flying over here and be like, okay, I can't go see my team, so I'll just go to Kansas City and watch Argentina.
Yeah, because remember, we'll use Austria as the example. Let's say Austria camps in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
When they play in Kansas City, they will fly from Washington, D.C., come in for the game, leave the next day. So you are literally competing with the world for tickets.
All right. Steven Spector, 96.5 The Fan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
And doing your best to try to get me to care about soccer.
We'll
I really
work on
appreciate it.
I feel like I didn't do a very good job.
We got 6 months to do it, months to do it.
We'll be back on midday.
No more excited about soccer? Didn't work.
No, I feel like there's gotta be some cognitive trick I can use where I can at least be like, okay, no, I get it now. I just, I've tried and I like sports a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I love and appreciate about sports is the physicality of it and the effort. And I love how just watching human beings doing something exceptional will always fascinate me. I don't care if it's somebody blowing glass or if it's somebody, you know, kicking a football through the uprights, sometimes accurately, Harrison Bucker.
So that's not enough then? It's
just guys running on a field.
But that takes physicality. that takes athleticism.
There's some. It's just...
There's some kicking ability in that.
There's not... You know what it is? There's not enough... There's not enough tension. It just seems to me like they're just running back and forth.
Well, there will be when they come here.
I guess. I mean, in the game itself.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be talking about this. $5,000 for an Airbnb in Kansas City. Guess what? Didn't turn out too great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.